It's a keeper, Thursday, December 26th, day after Christmas. I was here yesterday, Jennifer. Where were you?
I was working, Dougie.
Working? At making a good meal for your family?
Yeah.
Is that what you were doing? Good for you.
How was the show? Was it fun? Did you have a great time?
I don't know if it was supposed to be a great time, but I'll give you the reaction of some of the people who were nice enough to leave comments on Facebook. Here's Henry, who said, Merry Christmas, Doug. Darla, who said, Merry Christmas. Jean said, Merry Christmas, Doug. I enjoyed you being live this morning. Thank you. Michael
said, I enjoy you being alive every morning.
I'm glad to hear that. That's very nice. Let's see here. Michael said, Merry Christmas to you, Doug, and to all of your crew on the radio and the farm. I hope you all have a happy and prosperous New Year. That's a ditto for everybody. We'll save those for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because the program will be on the air live on New Year's. Whether Jennifer's here or not depends on what she does on New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
Let's see. Wendy McGrath said, Merry Christmas, Doug and crew. Bridget said, Merry Christmas to you and your fabulous staff. Love the show. Tambree, Merry Christmas to y'all. Linda Lipinski said, Merry Christmas, Doug. Teddy, merriest ever, Doug. Where is your puppy today? Well, actually, because I was in Los Angeles yesterday and I only went for the day, I didn't bring Charlotte with me. She was with my niece.
It looks like puppy was well taken care of, though, because I saw the picture with your niece, and Charlotte looked pretty happy.
Well, but Charlotte is, I took the cone off. She's not very happy about the cone, but she's over on the other side of the room, kind of, she's had that problem with her eye, and the cone is miserable, and there's something that's sort of started as a result of some kind of infection because of it. But I'm looking at her in her chair over there, and she's rubbing her eye where it kind of got rubbed raw. And I put some things on it, and I put some, actually, tea tree oil on it. Charlotte, stop! And so I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it, because I can't keep her away from the scratching and itching. Loretta said, Merry Christmas to you too, Doug. A great new year as well. Nancy Albright Soto said, Merry Christmas, Doug, and all. And to all the cows on the farm. Merry Christmas, Dudley, from Sharon Bitterman. Loved your show live this morning. Pretty much Brenda Lee said Merry Christmas to you and the Good Day family. That was very nice. We certainly had her program.
Like the real Brenda Lee?
Real Brenda Lee.
She's my favorite.
Facebook friend. Gary Couts said Merry Christmas. Marie Limestand said, Have a blessed Christmas, Doug and staff. You're the best show on the radio. Merry Christmas, Doug and friends. John McDonald said that. Jamie said, Merry Christmas to you, Doug. Show is awesome. Kelly French said, Merry Christmas to you. Joe said, Merry Christmas. Ken Stark, thanks for being unselfish today, Doug. Love your program. Now, about selfish or not, it was good for me. I felt good about being on the air. I feel good when I am in the situation of being able to share joy and fun. And frankly, I didn't know what kind of a day I was going to have myself. And I knew I was going to be happy to be with my daughter. And she made something kind of different and strange for breakfast yesterday.
What was it?
It was bread and eggs and...
Exactly what I had in a casserole.
Yeah.
With sausage.
No. Oh. No sausage, but because she knew I would need that.
Oh, please. You think you're a vegetarian except for the pork broth.
I do not think I'm not. No, I've never claimed to be a vegetarian. Never. I won't eat meat. It comes from fowl or from my friends. Pigs are neither fowl nor are they my friends. So every once in a while
They never said a harsh word about you, though.
No.
So she had, like, the eggs with the bread. That's really yummy, isn't it?
Well, it was different. I'm not a big egg fan. As long as the eggs are done well, I'm okay with it. But it's listen.
And then what? Well, besides the eggs.
Then we had a lot of fruit and... That sort of thing. She loves mangoes, so there were mangoes all over the place. We opened up our stockings, and I got lots of little tchotchke things, and they opened theirs. We had a couple of hour conversation, actually, about her mother and some things that I'd learned in a interesting reading that I had with someone who was good at understanding those who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Good mediums are hard to find. I find them once in a while and get some really helpful information. So we shared that, had a few laughs about her mother and a few tears about her mother. And this is still even a couple of years after her leaving.
Course.
When you go to a day like Christmas and you have somebody that was as important in your life as your mother, at least her mother was, with the two children And also, as it turns out with me, there was a great relationship. Different sorts of relationships come to the surface, I think, on Christmas Day.
But it's still love. You know, it all boils down. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship.
Absolutely. Yep.
Love, I was still the same way on Christmas. You know, I think about my grandmother, and it makes me sad that she's not there, but I also kind of reminisce to all the stuff that we used to do, and, you know.
So what did you do that was the highlight of your day yesterday?
It was a strange day, actually. I thought it would be nice and relaxed, but, you know, best laid plans.
Your family? Nice and relaxed? Please.
On Christmas Eve, I made stroganoff and dumplings, which is kind of a Czech thing that we do. And sauerkraut, the whole nine yards. And so we had a really nice dinner. I had most of my family over. My aunt, who had a brain tumor this year, came over and just, she looked incredible. And it was really, really nice to have everybody together.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Get everybody together, friends, family, spend time with them, sit around, yak, have a couple of drinks maybe, good food, maybe a new sweater or something like that. And
it's so much less about the gifts now, though.
Yeah,
as you get older, it really becomes less about the gifts.
Well, it is for people who think about it, but for those who think they have to get into the machine of give, you get yourself, there are a couple of things that are very dramatic this year in terms of buying, giving, gifting. Certainly the situation with Target has caused millions and millions, tens of millions of people to be uneasy about their credit cards just before Christmas. And the fact that UPS and FedEx failed to deliver in time for the holidays upset a lot of people. No gifts under the tree for some. UPS just said they can't handle it. So I'm going to guess that there's going to be the Amazon business about drones. Amazon is UPS's biggest customer, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in the offing. And they can't handle it. Specific reason for the delays was not given. Icy weather conditions near distribution hubs maybe were to blame. But there were others that speculated the short shopping time between Thanksgiving and Christmas led to the criticism that's been aimed at UPS, and they couldn't handle it. Whatever it is, UPS said, yep, we had a real problem. FedEx shared the blame for the holiday that wasn't, saying, quote, we're sorry that there could be delays. We're contacting affected customers who have shipments available for pickup. They were expecting people, if they couldn't deliver it around, they call them up and say, okay, you want your stuff, come get it at the FedEx distribution center, which isn't exactly delivering.
It's not quite convenient.
No. So, anyway, but they have succumbed to being too big. I'm looking at some of the company's input on their Facebook pages. Let's see here. UPS sucks, wrote Kip on a post on the company's Facebook page. Let's see here. They fail. They suck, suck, suck. Came from somebody else named Terry Martin in Phoenix. Thanks for taking my money, ruining my son's Christmas, and taking days off to avoid dealing with desperate customers trying to get. Apparently the communication at FedEx was horrible. So they're going to deserve all the bad publicity they get from it. That's the way I look at it. You do a good job. People compliment you, as was the case with me doing the program yesterday. I don't mean that to sound self-serving, but thank you for recognizing it. If it wasn't really, I slept a couple of hours once I get to Los Angeles, got up, did the program, slept a couple more hours, went over to my daughter's, had breakfast and Christmas, and got in a car and drove back to the airport and came home. Slept a couple hours on the plane. I don't feel like I'm any the worse for wear. I went to visit the people that I care about.
You sound actually less tired than me.
Had a couple of good meals on the plane. All set. Anyway, find things to be thankful for yet again today. Can you do that? Open up your heart and your head as you start your day. Be thinking about all of the good things you have to be thankful for from Christmas. And so you didn't get a gift because UPS screwed up or because FedEx, that's not the end of the world. It just means that maybe the delay is a good thing because it causes you to be more appreciative of
and extends
Christmas a little bit.
I love that.
Isn't that good? That's cool. So let's look at it that way. A lot of bad weather in Michigan and Maine yesterday left people without power for Christmas. There was absolutely no bad weather anywhere in the country today, and looks like the next 4 or 5 days are clear all across the country. So that would be nice where people have to travel back from where they have been. Today would be a busy drive day and a busy day back at the stores. Return to Santa. Yeah, da, da, return to Santa. All right. I think that's probably enough of that. And maybe many other things. But it's nice to have some time to focus on all the great things that happened to you and yours, hopefully, yesterday on Christmas. Didn't keep people from talking about Target or Duck Dynasty. Man, that still is. And the Pope had some nice words. We'll talk about that, I think, in the...
What a combo. The Pope, Target, and Duck Dynasty.
Right, yeah. 18 after on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're bringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 to 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive. Boston beer.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators and the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
It's 21 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
People exchange all of their presents when they get cufflinks and cheer pets. No one wants fashions purchased at Walmart. Grab your receipt and stand in line to exchange underwear made out of mesh. Just exchange the new CD from John Tesh. Just exchange. Please exchange.
Is there a new CD this year from John Tesh?
I don't know.
People exchange.
But I like this song.
Stupid presents. Your mother-in-law just gave you a month.
Santa Claus.
They bought you a small but you're
made the trip. Seven. And now there are a lot of people who are out there. Even now, the stores have opened up early today, I think, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, to deal with exchanges, things.
Yeah, it'll be a zoo there today. And plus, everybody starts clearing things out. The winter clearance starts, so the sales will be going. You know what was so nice driving home yesterday is just that all the stores and everything were just shut down, and it was quiet.
Yeah. Walmart opened, the drugstores. If you need a last-minute presents, the place to go is the local drugstore or...
Ours was closed. You had to go to 7-Eleven.
Walgreens was closed? Really?
Rite Aid.
Rite Aid was closed.
Mm-hmm.
The one next to the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And the Ralph's was closed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of... you're right about that. There were gas stations were open, so you go in and
find it.
There.
Some beef jerky for Mom.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Perfect. All right. So in Florida... yesterday, it was kind of fun. There was a group of a couple of hundred Santas who were in Cocoa Beach, maybe because of our friend in Melbourne, John Harper, who runs WMEL. Maybe either he does or there are some listeners who actually went down to watch these Santa impersonators diving into the ocean. Largest surf and Santa charity event ever, supposedly. It was just north of Cocoa Beach, from what I understand. And we have the story at DougStephan.com. This thing started a couple of years ago. The organizer with his children were amused by a Nissan commercial that featured Santas on surfboards. He and his two children imitated the video, and it started from there. There were 19 surfers dressed as Saint Nick, and then 84 surfers a couple of years ago, 159 surfers last year, 210 dressed up in all manner of Christmas characters, elves, Mrs. Claus, and the like, participating in Florida yesterday. Onlookers grew so large that the mayor of Cocoa Beach said that they're considering moving the event from behind the oceanside home of this one person to downtown Cocoa Beach to accommodate the crowds. So that's kind of, I'm just thinking about, all right, what do we see? What to my wondering eyes does appear but a Santa on a sleigh board or whatever, on a surfboard? Let's go surfing now. Everybody's
Hey, there's that Beach Boys Christmas tune.
There is?
It's Little Saint Nick, Little Saint Nick. That one?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with...
Well, it's the Beach Boys. I think surfing, Santas, Beach Boys, you know.
We had yesterday a run-through of the 20 or so most popular Christmas songs, and I had the history, the background of them, mm-hmm. and I intended to just do it for an hour, But because we had the opportunity and people were curious about it, I sort of strung it out through the course of the day. But that first hour we had, I think, six or seven, Michael, didn't we have six or seven songs that we played? Unusual, because that's not what this program is about. We're not a
right.
music program, although I'm happy to take some music and sort of twist it and turn it around for lessons or for emotions or experiences or things that we can all relate to. I think that's why you have those, the parodies, Return to Santa, or this one we just heard, it was a takeoff on the Doors. So all of these things put together, the bottom line is if you saw a bunch of Santas and you were on the beach in Florida and they were out surfing, you'd be smiling about that.
You'd pay attention, for sure.
Yeah, pay a lot of attention to it. It's kind of one of those fun things. And what we need in our lives certainly is much more fun. And that's one of the things that I'm aiming for in this new year. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Coming right up, what did you think of Obama's big inequality speech?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with VandenHeuvel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. What did you think of Obama's speech saying that inequality was a growing danger in America?
About a third of that speech I would agree with. The third about how important mobility is to the definition of America. But a third of it was basically just bashing the rich. You know, and envy is not an American value. Aspiration is.
I think we're living in a second gilded age. But I disagree with Rich because I think the speech at its core was very deeply aspirational and was about what the president called a basic bargain, that if you work hard, you should be able to make a decent living and support your family. It was about the opportunity deficit. And I think it was not really, in my mind, a left or right speech. It was about right and wrong.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the window. winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Thursday program. Dudley and Jennifer are here to make great music and conversation together with you. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Kenny has a family emergency. In fact, his children are very upset because their dog of 11 or 12 years has a really bad cancer. Looks like they're going to have to put him to sleep today. So that's kind of a downer. Let's see if we can turn that around and find some good news. The Pope gave his first Christmas address yesterday from the balcony at St. Peter's in Rome, expressing hope for a better world, asking for peace in Syria, Africa, and Iraq. I don't know why he left out Afghanistan, but anyway, he prayed for a favorable outcome in peace talks between Israel and Palestine. That's cool. Contrast to his predecessor, Pope Benedict, Francis reached out to atheists, asking them to join forces with the believers. He said, quote, true peace is not a balancing of opposing forces. It's not a lovely facade which conceals conflicts and divisions. There were 150,000 people who went there for the Christmas blessing. So as much as I'm not a fan of organized religion, if there's something that's good that comes out of that sort of conversation, and he's right, Pope Benedict was a complete failure in pretty much any or all measures, whether it's the management of the Vatican itself or the inspiration. I mean, the whole business with the priests and how that all
was just handled poorly.
Buried. I know you as a Catholic don't like it necessarily when I'm critical, but that last pope was a disaster, like Obama. I mean, it's this horrible leadership. And there's no excuse for it.
I wouldn't go that far.
What? The Pope was as bad as Obama?
I'm teasing. Yeah. No, I think Benedict, he lacked a lot of chemistry, where this Pope knows how to make you feel like he's talking to you. He's relatable. Mm. He's bringing people in outside of Catholicism, which is the job, to expand the ministry. So I think he does a really nice job. I'm actually very proud. As a Catholic, I feel more compelled than I have probably in my lifetime to be part of the Church.
Yeah. So there you go. 888-302-3684. Other good news out of Michigan. There's a new study that was published today by the largest household moving company suggesting the migration out of Michigan has stopped. The United Van Lines study. This is the 37th annual review of migration. That is, where are people moving to and where are they coming from? They track the states that its customers move to. And from the course of the year, Washington's included, but Alaska and Hawaii are not. Michigan was about evenly balanced between inbound and outbound traffic. State had 16 years straight of outbound migration that was much higher than those moving into Michigan. Oregon was the top moving destination for this past year. 63% of interstate moves inbound into Oregon. Wow.
And do you know how much Oregonians hate that? If you're in Oregon, let us know, because I've always heard that rumor that Oregon, like, you know, it's like that little secret. They just like to stay quiet up there and hope no one comes in and, ruins it, dances all over it.
Oregon followed by the Carolinas. South Carolina had the second highest percentage of people moving in. North Carolina third, South Dakota fourth, and the District of Columbia fifth. They're not moving to the District of Columbia because of the weather.
More jobs.
They're moving there because of all the government jobs, and that needs to be recognized. At the other end, New Jersey repeated as the state with the highest percentage of people moving out. 63% of the moves in New Jersey were outbound, not inbound. Illinois was next on the list. New York State, West Virginia, Connecticut, and California. The study showed that states in the West and Southeast are attracting more residents. Many states with high percentage of outbound moves are in the Northeast up here. Massachusetts as well. It's interesting that it's Arizona and New Mexico and Utah that are the states where people are moving into in terms of the Southwest. And, you know, we know about California, those of us who live there either full-time or part-time, about what a disaster it is. And it is. It's a horrible in terms of, I mean, we love the weather there. Yesterday in Southern California,
it was warm yesterday.
Any number of people. It wasn't just warm. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The sky was beautiful. When I drove out of my house and down the end of the street and I drive up the PCH about, how far is it from? It's about 3 miles that I get to drive on the PCH before it becomes the 10. And just looking over at the beach, there were very few people out. And the water, the reason that it's called the Pacific is because it's much more peaceful and calm than is the Atlantic. And just looking at that and having the window open, it was wonderful. And there's nothing better than feeling good about the weather. Especially on a day like yesterday. And the weather has been good all around the country, actually. Most of the severe weather is out of Michigan. That's another reason people move out of Michigan and the Northeast, because the weather sucks.
My poor uncle, who has a dairy farm in Wisconsin, he's 80, and he's still working every day. Yeah. He said he's been crawling to the barn on his hands and legs, hands and knees, because it's so much ice. He's like, I don't want to fall.
Yeah. Icy, unbelievable. People in the news, Edward Snowden delivered a Christmas message.
Does Santa come to Ed, I wonder? Bringing him asylum in Brazil?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But he did, in the message that got published first in The Guardian, call for the U.S. and other world powers to, quote, end mass surveillance. This is a two-minute video. It was part of the interview that was done, and it aired in Britain yesterday. He compared today's techniques to George Orwell's 1984, adding, quote, a child born today will grow up with no conception of privacy at all. His comments were part of the alternative Christmas message that aired on Britain's Channel 4 yesterday. The conversation occurring today will determine the amount of trust we can place both in technology that surrounds us and the government that regulates it. Together, we can find a better balance, end mass surveillance, and remind the government that if it really wants to know how we feel, asking is always cheaper than spying. I think those are pretty cogent words, pretty powerful words, and frankly, I agree with him. Every day you look at, there was an article that I read on the plane from Reason Magazine that went into all of the things. As a matter of fact, the whole issue, this was the October issue. The whole issue is about the headline. The front page has a picture of a drone with the words underneath it, be paranoid, because they are reading your email, they are tracking your phone, and they are sending in the drones. And so those of you who continue to stick your head in the sand, or who think, I've got nothing to worry about, I have nothing to hide, that's completely irrelevant to the issue. That is not the issue. What I found most compelling in this, other than the flip-flop that Obama basically has taken what he said as a campaigner, not only the first time around, but the second time around, is completely the opposite of the actions of the government. So Snowden, believe it or not, has done you a big favor. Whether you think you have something to hide or not, that is not the point. You don't understand the issue. And I know it may sound a little arrogant for me to say that, but you don't. You have no idea what the issue is. If you think that you have nothing to hide, therefore, It's okay. They can have all the data. It's completely, not a little, completely unconstitutional. Now, here's another organization, and I'm going to ask you this as the answer to the 2020, this is, I guess, an info quiz, mm-hmm. 2020 info quiz. What in the government, what is the DIA? You know what the DIA is?
DIA.
The DIA, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DRUGGY.
Not the airport in Denver.
No.
Okay.
No. DIA, what does that stand for? And when you get to the bottom line of it, you'll understand. I'll explain after somebody tells us what that stands for, Jennifer, what they really do. So it's a 2020 info quiz, a little outside of the 2020 window. That's okay. What is the DIA and what do they do? The DIA, please explain, 888-302-3684. I'm interested in a little education here. As you know, I think people need to know with. Let's wake up. It's the day after. Time to be afraid. I'm not into fear. I just want people to know that we, you know, in essence, I think we all ought to have known about government spying before Snowden's leaks. Innocent people have a lot of reason to be concerned. So there are ways of dealing with it, and maybe that'll be a theme sort of through the course of the program today and over the next few days as we get to the end of the year. I think this is the biggest story and the biggest lesson, far larger than Obamacare, even though when you stop and think about it, I think I mentioned this in the last half hour, the flight attendant was talking to somebody on the plane yesterday about Obamacare and the fact, I think I said this on the air, didn't I? You remember, there were 800,000 or so new people who have signed up. Wow, isn't that great? People who didn't have insurance before. Mm-hmm. Now there are 800,000 who do. However, there are 14 million or 18 million, some people say 30 million people who lost their insurance coverage.
Right.
So, hello.
Doesn't quite equal
better,
out.
Yeah, right. How are we better off under that scenario? 888-302-3684. Okay, now. Let me spend a minute talking about something. Now that Christmas is over, the holidays are not over, but the idea, you get distracted, you want to buy things for other people. A lot of people buy Genucel to give to their friends and relatives as a Christmas stocking stuffer, even in some cases. Some people just wrap the stuff up. One of the reasons people like Genucel, all new this year from Chamonix, is that it works in 12 hours to get rid of the things, the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel contains 2% of an effective stem cell therapy. That's really what it is. It's when you feel it, you know what I'm talking about. It's like a serum. It doesn't stick to your hands. You put it on. I put it under my eyes, and then it's gone. You have to wash it off. And it does such wonderful work for the bags, for the puffiness, for the lines around your face. So, and I'm looking at some of the comments that have come from some people who have been using it. I've been using Genucel for 2 months, morning and night. It really has helped the way that I look. I look and I can see the results in the morning when I look in the mirror. It absorbs well, and makeup can be applied right over it. Now, that's a pretty good testimony, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
888, what am I giving a phone number for? Hell yeah, well, we do have to give you a phone number. It's not an 888 number, it's an 800 number. To try Genucel, this is a New Year's resolution. Make your face feel better. You're going to feel better about the way you look with Genucel. It's an incredible deal that they have at 800-543-9262. Actually, you're going to get two products for the price of one. 800-543-9262. You get Genucel, and they also will send a jar of Esthétique face cream along with it. So your entire face is going to feel and look better. Instant effects from Genucel. It'll go to work right away, and you'll see it. Put it on at night, see it in the morning. You'll like it. And you'll express yourself that way. Help yourself. Send the information along to me if you want. Doug at DougStefan.com. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Working on your face or above your eyes, below your eyes, wherever you go, puffiness. You're going to love the fact that I suggested this to you. New Year's resolution. Make your face look better. Present tense. 800-543-9262.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you. So you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
888-302-3684. All right, so we're looking for this government agency called the DIA. What does that stand for? And then we'll go from there. Let me see. I got my thing up working here. So Tom's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Hi, Tom.
Hey,
Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Yeah, hey, Merry Christmas to you all, too.
Thank you. So what is the DIA?
Well, this is a total guess, but I'm going to say Department of Internal Affairs.
All right, good guess. Not the right one, but appreciate your call. Thank you.
Makes sense.
Let's see here. Bill's in the Mojave Desert in Arizona. Bill, what do you think DIA means or stands for?
Good morning. Would it be the Department of Indian Affairs?
Department of Indian Affairs is a good guess. No, that's not the answer. Douglas in Yuba, California, what do you think it stands for?
I think it's the Drug Enforcement Agency.
No, it's not. Ken in Borger, Texas, what do you think it is?
I think it's the Defense Intelligence Agency.
That is exactly what it is.
Good job.
The DIA stands for the Defense Intelligence Agency. They are the central collector and interpreter of foreign military intelligence for the armed forces. According to the agency's website, have been prohibited by law, and in no circumstances do they collect information on U.S. citizens or on information not related to military intelligence. That's proven to be completely false. In fact, they are doing just that, and some of that information has come from Snowden. There's a lady who wrote in the article that was in the DIA, her husband, she says, my husband has something to hide. Anybody who has anything to hide. And so he hides the fact that he works for an agency that's not supposed to exist. So, Ken, you got the right answer. Thank you. Hold on a second.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lights are on, everybody's home, enjoying what will be probably not much work for a lot of people who work in general fields. Lawyers not showing up, a lot of business owners and people that are not running small businesses are going to be the excuse for not getting any money the next week. Well, it's the holidays, and because they come in the middle of the week, that means the rest of this week is gone. Next week, forget about it for the most part. So anyway, but keep your hopes up. Keep your hopes high.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, for the new year. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day, and Shelley Palmer takes no time off. So today he's going to talk with you about a couple of tablets that he thinks stand out from the crowd. So tablet information up and coming here on Good Day.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, two tablets stand out above the rest of the mid-sized mobile market. Apple's iPad Mini with Retina display and Amazon's Kindle Fire HDX. Both are awesome, but you need to pick the right device for you. Why choose the iPad Mini? If you're invested in the Apple ecosystem, the iPad Mini is going to make you smile. It gives you access to Apple's App Store, the same App Store you access with your iPhone and nowadays even your OS X computers. That said, the Kindle Fire HDX is less expensive, has access to Amazon's App Store, every book you could ever read, and it has parental controls that are truly top-notch. In fact, if you're buying a tablet for the whole family to use, you could make a very good case for the Kindle HDX. iPad or Kindle? It's a little more complicated than iOS versus Android, but think of it this way. For compatibility with your other Apple devices, choose an iPad. If you're an Amazon customer who loves to read, go with the Kindle. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Gary locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
All right, it seems that McDonald's, Jennifer,
yes,
has finally realized how tone-deaf its internal employee resource website was, so it shut it down yesterday. Apparently, the final straw was a tip on the site to employees to avoid McDonald's food. A graphic on the site showed a meal with a cheeseburger, fries, and drink under the caption, "Unhealthy Choice." Next to it is a picture of a sub, a salad, and water under the caption, "Healthier Choice." This is on the McDonald's employees' website.
Brilliant.
All right. String of problems for McDonald's. The McResource Line website went live a while ago, and it was supposed to be a budget planning guide for the employees. Went back to last July. It was so out of touch. For starters, it didn't account for food and gasoline. It was a way to teach the people who worked at McDonald's how to live on the amount of money that they make. This was in tandem with the first strike against fast food workers. Remember that late in the summer? And then there was another one, I think, last month.
Don't go on strike. We'll just teach you how to live on a few dollars an hour.
Huh. Earlier this month, NBC reported the site offered a guide on how much one should tip a pool cleaner, a housekeeper, and even an au pair. The only problem is it was on $7.50 an hour. 52% of the people who work at McDonald's can't pay all of their bills. And the other side of that is, I suppose, how about you live within your means? That would be the caustic way of responding to it. But the whole thing is actually pretty sad when you get to.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.